This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, we know without a doubt that we definitely live in the age of terrorism now. We're in it. Last Sunday before last, that was terrorism. Now, we don't know that yet, but this is the latest in a long series of actions that we've seen. We've seen them in the Mideast, in France and Sweden, in the UK. We don't know that much about the perpetrator yet. But when we find out everything, I think the details will not be too surprising. But in the interim, we all have to understand that this kind of an action is just around the corner. Again, the latest one, it's coming. Some critical issues to keep in mind for you as you go about your day. Okay? Crowds are dangerous. No matter where, no matter the occasion. We need to stop kidding ourselves into thinking these kinds of attacks happen only in third world countries. A thin veneer of mostly imaginary civilization separates the United States from the more notoriously dangerous areas, and it is getting thinner by the day. If you find yourself in a crowd, then know the best escape route ahead of time. In Sunday's incident, or in that incident, most victims were shot when jammed into predictable bottlenecks near gate entrances. There are almost always alternative exits. I would have been heading straight for the stage. I didn't see anybody on the stage, did you? Jason Aldean wasn't on the stage. Most of us can climb a fence or break a window or step over a barrier. Exits marked security only, reserved for VIP. Those are all fair game in an emergency, and you can apologize later. But always reconnoiter ahead of time. Flashlights save lives. There's every reason to believe, as these attacks continue, most will take place at night. And at night, somebody knows how to handle a flashlight can find many paths of escape that are not obvious to those groping in the darkness. You can also use it as you can punch somebody with the end of that bezel. Trauma kits save lives, too. You should never be far from IVDs and tourniquets. You will have to treat wounded at the scene, maybe including yourself, and it may be hours before the wounded ever see the inside of an ER. It will be too late for many. Most gunshot wounds are survivable when those close by are appropriately equipped and trained. If you are breathing, when you get to the hospital, 80-90% of the time you're going to survive. And that's the thing. You got to stop the bleeding. You got to be able to breathe. Go armed. It would not have been effective to return fire with a handgun in that particular scenario. But during the ensuing chaos, you may be subject to other pernicious threats on side streets and alleys and dark parking lots. You don't know if this guy's alone. Where you're going may be worse than where you are. Dress accordingly. Dress like you're going to have to run out the door in a way you don't want to necessarily think about running out the door. Wear long pants and long sleeve shirts. Wear real shoes capable of serving you adequately during unexpected long walks. Have your ID on you. Maybe a little cash, some credit cards, a mobile phone, car keys, blades, always on your person. You may find yourself unable to access your car or hotel room, maybe for days. The unprepared may thus escape injury only to find themselves refugees, unable to communicate, travel, or access basic services. And please, please keep your head up. A lot of us are constantly looking around, too. I mean, I irritate some people how much I look around. I get told that it's okay by people who don't know, so I just don't pay them any attention. But you also have to look up and down, too. I walked into a place for lunch Saturday, and there was an up I had to look at. There was a loft above us where people were eating. Remember that a terrorist attack will always be come-as-you-are events. Always. And these guys are not sick or misguided or disturbed. They're just evil, and they have thought about what they're doing. And that's worse than being sick or misguided or disturbed. But we all need to understand what we're up against. Sophocles said, the soul that has conceived one wickedness can nurse no good thereafter. I have been told that if we, like, you know, if I don't go to those things, I haven't been to a concert in decades, nor am I likely to go. I don't go to movies. I don't. The closest thing I go to in a crowd would be either a restaurant or a mall. But in the restaurant, you know, you're seated, and in the mall, you're moving. Which is not the same thing as being seated somewhere with your entire attention transfixed up on some central point, looking at nothing else. Which the only reason to go to something like that would have to be to concentrate on it. So, crowds, though, I mean crowds, that's, being in a gaggle of people is, especially when they're not moving, that has got to seem so tempting for the would-be terrorist. So tempting. I remember during the Parisian attack, some of the French police. And the French police were really sort of out of their depth. They did not need to be in a fire and maneuver circumstance, but they were all they had. So they had to go into the fire and maneuver circumstance. I believe that I have heard that their sidearm issue, if they have a sidearm, because not all of them have sidearms, is the SIG 2022, which is their polymer striker fire gun. Fine piece, fine gun. But I saw one instance where a bunch of them, and I mean just a gaggle of them, got on a corner of a building, and the corner was glass, and all the adjacent walls were glass. So it wasn't cover. It was a solid place where they could lean. And, of course, one of the assailants saw them and started firing at this position. And all but one of them ran. They shouldn't have been bunched up in the first place. And the one who actually stayed there swapping fire with the guy, I think that was probably a confidence course for him, because he found out, you know, if I'm moving, he's going to have a very hard time hitting me. But we live in terrorist land now. This is the world in which we live. And we don't know who they are. They don't all look like a Middle Eastern person might look now, do they? No. Terrorism is not a clear-cut, defined topic when it's happening. That always comes as a result of the investigation afterwards. But for the people that have to go through it while it's happening, it is very terrifying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I'm not, what I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to talk about, what I'm about to say is not a slight, I don't mean for this to be insulting to anybody, but it does need saying. And by the way, all of the people in the chat room, chat will not be shutting down. New website's about to open up on the show. We're going from lockandloadradio.com to lock, the letter N, loadradio.com. A little bit of a difference in the actual name of the website, but it will also be a different website altogether. So, and very soon, when you go to lockandloadradio.com, you'll be going to lockandloadradio.com instead. Chat room will be the same. Listen live will be better. Just so you know. There's a lot of conspiracy theories that are cropping up right now. And they're like mushrooms popping up in a cow pasture. Let's talk about a few of them, shall we? Just because we need to talk about them. Like, law enforcement is withholding information from us. Yeah, they always do. That's called good practice before police have interviewed all who might have information. That's not a new revelation. Would it be nice if they would release all the data after the investigation is complete? Sure, but that has never been standard practice in this country or any other country. While you're sitting around thinking about some of this stuff, think of Occam's razor while you're thinking about that. I've heard one where it was a false flag operation carried out by the International Zionist Cabal. Okay? There were people there from all walks of life. There were veterans there. There were off-duty law enforcement there. Are they all Zionist stooges? Another one I saw was no one was killed because pictures taken the next day showed no bodies or pools of blood. That's a little too stupid to require a comment. As for the second, the evidence adduced, it's all based on two photos. And you can't see pools of blood, but you can't make out the difference between a bottle of water and a baseball cap. So there is that to consider. The pictures from the hotel room showed only a few dozen pieces of brass, whereas the media is saying he fired thousands of rounds. If you look at the distance between the two broken windows and the diagrams of the typical suite on that floor of the Mandalay Bay, suites were large, 1,600 square feet. Until someone has examined all the photos of every square inch of the seat, how can anybody say how much brass there was? There must have been multiple shooters. That's one of my favorites. As the attack unfolded, there were conflicting reports over the air among law enforcement, everything from upstairs in the Mandalay Bay halfway up to inside the fairgrounds to Gate 7 to either Mandalay or Luxor, we cannot tell, to the 50th or 60th floor north of Mandalay Bay to the middle of Mandalay Bay on the north side. Remember, in Dallas, they thought there was 5 snipers there because there was one. When those 5 cops were killed by the one guy? Yeah. They were saying it was multiple shooters, it was 3, it was 4, it was 5. It was 1. Now, are all of those things that they thought they heard or saw proof of a massive conspiracy to conceal multiple shooters? No. When you're talking gunfire, it's difficult to pinpoint the source, and especially when among tall buildings and the attendant echoes. And that's why people talk about the fog of war. Then there's a qualitative difference in the reports of some of the strings, further proof of multiple shooters. The change in report could be due to switching from 308 to 233, for example. Then there's people just stood around during the shooting. Why wouldn't they run? Well, most people have a hard time processing what is happening and either freeze or continue what they were doing. And in a crowd of 30,000, you cannot see from the ground level what is happening on the other side. So notice that Al Dean runs off the stage at the end of the first string. And from the stage, he is above the crowd, so he can see what is happening far better than those on the ground. Paddock was not ex-military, therefore he could not have done it. The experts who assert this should attend a high-power rifle match at their local range, and they will be dominated in a lot of cases by military, ex-military, law enforcement. But there are plenty of accomplished civilian participants who compete at a very high level. And in any event, the type of shooting he was doing had nothing to do with sniping. Then all the one of the people that thought about this said all of the commenters you attached are hung up on the sniper concept, but this guy was playing bullet hose and wouldn't have needed scopes, although he may have had them. He was aiming by seeing people fall down and moving the flow of bullets around. Think back to all the Vietnam videos you've seen with the troops doing magazine dumps from the waist without aiming. But I'll say this for what it's worth. Of the first four strings of fire, with the caveat that none of us in the public had access to all the evidence, much less the skills to do a thorough job. First, let's talk about terminology. And, you know, there are four strings of shots, not volleys. We're not talking about tennis here. Several newscasters have talked about the shooter's tripods. Well, they show bipods on the guns. I've never seen somebody shooting with a tripod for a gun. I've seen a monopod. I've seen a bipod, never a tripod. How much confidence would a motorcyclist have in a review of a new bike that repeatedly and erroneously refers to the machine as a trike? And that's why, I'm critical of many of these experts. The other part, I'm sort of skeptical that he could shoot such long, smooth strings with bump fire stocks. Now, with a fully automatic weapon, I have never held down the trigger to do a mag dump, so I don't even know if those work all the way. But the bump stock is that's got to be causing the weapon to shudder and jump and shimmy horribly. So, you know, all these things taken in one lump sum when we look at it. We just need to wait till we have all the information. Could we do that? So, for all of you that have been emailing me with all of this stuff, I understand you're looking for the answer. The answer is that this was an evil guy and he snapped and he had the tools to do the snapping. And he was adaptive. And he was cunning. And he was evil. And there was no way to stop it. No way to stop it. That's the truth. When we get back, we're going to talk about the unbelievable stupidity who believe that laws stop lawlessness. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Lady Gaga, she has decided to weigh in some more. She blamed Las Vegas on lawmakers for not passing more gun control. Lady Gaga, I like her music. Her image, I have a little problem with her image problems because I used to listen to Missing Persons back in the 80s, and she looks like a Dale Bozzio ripoff to me. But having said that, no law would have prevented the slaughter because the suspect passed all federal laws purchasing his legal guns. So here's a tip that I give you freely. If you hear anyone urging Congress to pass more gun controls immediately, you should consider that person mentally deficient. But that's the advice that will be coming from celebrities, the media, the politicians, who probably have armed security to protect themselves. Now, I own guns. I carry guns. Some people that are just as good a patriot as I am don't and loathe them. And that's fine. But left-wing politicians don't care about anyone not living in L.A. or New York City. So if these anti-gun advocates haven't drunk the proverbial Kool-Aid and studied the Constitution, they'd know that this amendment wasn't about hunting. But it was meant that this amendment was, you know, to protect citizens from an oppressive government that would disarm them. That's what dictators do as soon as they obtain power. Hitler and Mao Zedong and Stalin and leftist Democrats realize that the power for total control of the populace is through disarmament. Actress Jessica Chastain. She was just in a some movie that was an anti-gun movie. She wrote, "Welcome to America, where you'll wait 6 months for an X-ray, but hey, you can buy an AR-15 in 5 minutes flat. Takes me longer than that to fill out the first page of the 4473, Jessica." And the first thing I thought when I saw this was that she was either British or Canadian and, you know, was speaking from experience with their inferior health resources. But she was born in California, and her father is a vegan chef.
Whoa.
And that explains why she's missing some cognitive brain cells usually found in healthy meat eaters. In America, most doctors who need them have their offices, or they're equipped with their own X-ray machines and have been for several decades. But if you can buy an AR-15 in 5 minutes, you're probably buying it out of a trunk, as most criminals do in spite of gun control laws already in place. Then there's Nancy Sinatra with her Stephen Paddock mass murderer wannabe award, announcing the murderous members of the NRA should face a firing squad. Their ignorance on guns would be amusing if it were not for their large audience that believes everything they say. Jimmy Kimmel. There are some that think he is funny. I am not one of them. But he is riding so high on a factually challenged anti-gun horse that he is becoming a joke himself. And he must be getting his fake talking points from Schumer, who coached him with fake health care data. Neither of those two men know anything about what the NRA stands for or why we have the Second Amendment. And neither do many Americans taught in public schools that fail to teach American history. Now, I didn't really pay that much attention in school. I just discovered what I discovered when I joined the military. I knew I was joining the military for a reason. I thought we were going to be in a fight soon. That turned out not to be the case, so I just stayed there while I was there. I haven't had compassion for psychopaths since I saw... There was a movie of Charles Whitman. I think Kurt Russell played Charles Whitman in a movie on TV, and that was the first time I ever heard anything of the University of Texas clock tower shooting. Now, Charles Whitman killed his mother and wife before he climbed that tower and shot 13 strangers. So, I realized that there was a set of humanity out there that didn't look at humanity the way I saw humanity. And I knew, I felt something wrong with this. I knew that. Now, there are no easy answers to violence that plagues us, but the left seems to think that there is one. If we would only ban guns, which is not what they want to say that. Then there's Michael Moore, said it's time to get rid of Trump and the Second Amendment. And they don't notice that these mass murders occur in gun-free zones that are actually a magnet for the psycho killers. It's amazing how the left brings up the same worthless argument when the gun victims are the same color as themselves. If they really are concerned with gun deaths, why isn't this same call to arms being organized to protest the many deaths in Chicago, where the majorities of people being killed there are blacks and minorities? Black Lives Matter, if they organized a protest there, I don't think so. My first reaction to violence when it hurts the innocent is to pray for the innocent or the deceased. And I have no desire to make political hay out of their deaths, out of their murders. people on the left are opportunistic. They're hypocritical. They have no class. They have no soul. We should not be listening to celebrities don't know what they're talking about. I have Keanu Reeves knows a little bit about guns. I think Bruce Willis, as I watch him handle it, he seems to know something about what he's doing. Steven Seagal, he knew what he was doing. Tom Selleck. There are a handful of them out there that actually know what they're doing with a weapon in their hands. And then there are the rest. And even people like Matt Damon give a very convincing performance with gun handling, like in the Bourne movies, which I love the Bourne movies. And I don't listen to Matt Damon as far as matters political. He's just an actor. Celebrity is something that that's a construct that you and I put together. We celebrate what they've done. That was so convincing. I was convinced you were Jason Bourne. Which is really easy because we don't know who Jason Bourne really was. It was just a character that was inhabited and animated by Matt Damon. So I look at what he does on screen. I look at what all of them do on screen as what it is, make believe. And I move on from there. And they have no. There's somebody out there that got a break. They got to play make-believe. They get paid an enormous amount of money to do it, and that's it. They are no better than you or me. And in certain cases, they reveal their ignorance on a regular basis, so they're probably not as good as you or me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Understand this. Bump stocks. The bump stock issue is not going to be the end of the Second Amendment. And both sides know this. The importance of the issue here is entirely psychological. For the left, a win would be a move in the right direction. Evidence that the conservatives are malleable and vulnerable. It'd be comparable to the Doolittle raid against the Japanese homeland in 1942. It had no strategic import, but it was invaluable as a way for this, you know, the national confidence. Now, for the conservatives, there's little to be gained by thwarting this progressive gambit, which is the reason some are prepared to make a tactical retreat. But they're thinking, why expend resources on such an insignificant matter when winning it will not much advance the Second Amendment cause? Well, depends on how you look at it, really, right? The answer is that a defensive mindset leads to defeat. Politics in combat is not for the faint-hearted. There is no, it's no less true for a political war than it is for a military one. And if either side in a war is not totally committed to the principle for which it stands, then the other side wins. It may take a week, might take years, but ultimate victory almost always passes to the side that more strongly believes in its cause. This brings us to this particular war over this particular constitutional amendment. Now, as it stands right now, conservatives are doing nothing more than defending an existing arrangement. And the progressives are out to change it. Let's not play the game of being deluded by any protest that their agenda is to refine rather than eliminate the Second Amendment. We know their strategy. Disengage with the enemy until a real shooting crisis occurs, at which point initiate a blitzkrieg that links that shooting to a lack of gun control. for the moment, in a low info way, it's sort of working, and the conservatives have to counter it with something similar. So here's a suggestion. As soon as the next mass shooting takes place, the conservatives should unite around the following message. Our government is incapable of protecting us from such attacks, as proven by the countless times it has failed to do so. Until it is able to afford adequate protection against mass shootings, the people must be permitted to protect themselves the best they can. And the government must assist the citizens by doing two things. First, encourage gun ownership. Second, and even more important, train all people on proper gun use and gun safety. We could actually subsidize the price of a gun. We're all the time subsidizing something else. Why couldn't we subsidize the purchase of a gun? Conservatives oppose subsidies on principle, but agree with progressives that the epidemic of mass shootings in this country requires extraordinary measures because it's an epidemic that only happens in a blue moon. Having people armed is more sensible and more in keeping with the Constitution than having them disarmed. Hand in hand with this proposal, they must simultaneously advocate for gun safety by offering a free and readily available course to everybody on the safe and proper use of guns, and by insisting that retail gun purchases be tied to completion of this course. If you're getting the subsidy, of course. Not if you're not getting the subsidy. Now, who would actually do this? There's some that think maybe law enforcement might do this, or maybe military veterans. I don't know. Now, the military, when they're actually doing their job, is actually one of the most effective branches of the government. And it still retains the respect of the American people. But military gun handling versus civilian gun handling are two different things. Maybe the gun safety part and the gun handling part that could be handled, but anything beyond that needs to be handled in a civilian manner. Conservatives have to emphasize to the American people that modern technology has created a world in which a degree of destructive power that until recently was only available to countries now is available to individuals. Our national government is not to blame for this, or at least not completely, but the reality is that it does not know how to cope with the problem. And since they have no answer, and since their main job is to protect people, they need to encourage self-protection. And it is that simple. If the conservatives were to take seriously the task of promoting the Second Amendment, not just defending it, but promoting it, the prospects for crushing the barbaric progressive attack on it will greatly improve. And understand that we're going to have to do both of the things I just said. Now, I myself think we should be getting vouchers for fully automatic weapons myself. I mean, that's what the founders wanted. There will be natural public support for any sensible proposal for thwarting a mass shooting. And the progressives are trying to capitalize on that. That's a need they have. That is a need they have to find. They have to find the answer to that. But their proposals for disarmament, partial as they may be at present, are not convincing to most people. So, conservatives, you need to be making a proposal. You need to identify a course of action. And don't hide behind the Second Amendment stockade. There's a war out there, and you have to fight that war with abandon. You have to jump out from behind the safety and go fight it. And if you do not, you will be increasingly isolated and in time overrun. And that means the entire country is overrun then. So there's a long-standing principle in natural law that although violence against another is unacceptable, it is justifiable when someone threatens or exacts violence against you. And we have to accept that an unfair tactic employed against us opens a door through which we may pass. Otherwise, we will constantly be ambushed by an adversary free to engage in a practice that we don't like. We abhor it. We find it distasteful. War is dirty. It is dehumanizing. It takes you down to your very base level. War is one of those things where you only want to breathe, fight, eat. Breathe, fight, eat. And while you're fighting, you want to keep on breathing. Because if you're breathing, then you're only eating to keep on fighting. But the longer you can breathe, the better it is. Most of you will never confront it or the immorality that comes with it. Combat is completely, it is a moralless chasm to be involved in it. It is one of those things where it is simply a matter of attrition. Whoever kills the other one the most wins. Those who fight a shooting war inevitably do confront it, and if they survive, then they have to live with the moral scars. And this is the reason they come to be viewed as heroic, even when their direct participation had little or no effect on the final outcome. So is the struggle over the Second Amendment a war, or is it not? And if it is a war, then we have to fight that fight. We have to go fight that good fight. We have to go fight it and win it. And we have no choice on this because it is a war. They are fully at war with us. We can sit back and say, well, you know, that's not the way we want to conduct ourselves. Well, that means you're standing still in a war. And if you're not going to fight it, conservatives, if you're not going to fight it, Republicans, then surrender now. And let's get this going. Let's get it over with. Surrender now. Because the enemy thinks otherwise. And they intend to win, and when they do, they're going to impose their will. And there will be no words or rhetoric. There won't be any meetings or committees or anything else. Any panels, any subcommittees. It will be done. Our number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.